This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Football, NFL football begins again tonight. Then tomorrow, you get Packers and Eagles in Brazil. And on Sunday, all things Cowboys right here in your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. So, I've put together a carefully curated look at how the experts think the Cowboys will do this season. Would you guys?
How many experts?
I found places that all have 7 or 9 or fewer experts. Some have less than that.
You always want to have odd experts, though.
Agreed.
I'm all right with
odd
experts.
In terms of the numbers, not in terms of the personality quirks.
And we're not in double digits either.
True. I picked,
9's still a lot.
I picked specifically ones that I thought you might approve of.
Okay. All right. 9's still a lot, but you don't want to have double digit experts.
Would you like Sports Illustrated, CBS, The Ringer, or The Sporting News?
Dude, I kind of like The Ringer sometimes.
So Ringer's a quality website.
They got quality stuff.
All right. The Ringer has 7 experts.
All right.
You approve?
I approve.
Okay. Question that you probably want to know first off, who's going to win the division? The Cowboys or the Eagles? And remember, Mike, this is one of the reasons I like to do this too, because I get really tired of when people are like, oh, y'all are homers, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is literally somebody else's opinion. So like, listen to the rest of people in the world, and this is what they think. Of the 7 people for the Ringer, 4 pick the Cowboys to win the division. 3 pick the Eagles to win the division. Of those 7, 5 pick the Cowboys to make the playoffs. So obviously the 4 that they have winning the division, and then only 1 pick them to get the wild card. So out of their 7, 4 pick them to win the division, 5 pick them to make the playoffs. Do you think that seems like a fair breakdown?
I do think it's fair. I just, in the weirdest way, the Cowboys can't win this division because you can't do it back-to-back years.
You can! Just nobody just haven't has. Seen it. History says that it hasn't worked.
Years? But you even can. Last year when the Eagles yeah. looked like
not
had
against
it
the rules.
Up after 11 weeks, they were like, no, watch us dump this thing out.
It is not against the rules, though. And so you can do it. It just hasn't happened in a bit since we were born-ish, we think.
Was it Donovan McNabb? Was that the last quarterback?
I think that is correct.
Was it before the merger?
Yeah, it was significantly after the merger, yes.
Okay, post-merger then.
Defensive player of the year. 7 experts. 1 for Myles Garrett, 1 for Max Crosby, 1 for TJ Watt, and 4 for Micah Parsons as defensive player of the year.
Does he get knocked down in these votes because of this, the way Luka gets knocked down in these votes? It feels like last year and this year, he's the favorite by experts. I don't know where the Vegas odds are. I think you told us
they're pretty straight up with him and Myles Garrett.
Yeah, so I feel like then you have to exceed that expectation. Yep. And when you're, not that Francisco Lindor is going to win National League MVP.
But no one was calling that.
No, so he is well exceeding expectations, where now, you know, you have to exceed these expectations when you're considered the favorite.
I think that's a great analogy. I'm sorry, Corey. I thought about that immediately when I see these Micah picks and numbers. I was like, this feels very Luka-esque.
Yeah.
All right. You guys,
we all thought you were going to be better, and now that you're not there, then we don't think you're good enough, even though you had a freaking awesome season.
And if, I don't know, Defensive Player of the Year award, what would you put the percentage on your team success or, I'll say team success in that award?
Believe it or not, I actually think for that particular award, team success is pretty low.
I agree with you.
Yeah, because I think they could suck and Micah could have 20 sacks and he could get it.
Yeah, I think that's, I hear you. I feel like that might be a little extreme, but I'm with you. I feel like it's only like 10% of the award goes to team success, where offense, obviously, I think that a lot of your offensive success will be based off of the Offensive Player of the Year.
Now, Corey, I feel like you enjoyed that list, but you demand fewer experts.
Less experts.
So
less than seven?
Less than seven.
I prefer three.
One expert. I'll try to get you that one. CBS Sports has six. What do you think the breakdown is for divisional title?
3-3.
It is 3 for the Cowboys.
2 for the Eagles.
2.
And the Washington things.
For the Eagles. And yes, Ryan Wilson, he wrote Commanders, but he probably meant the Washington things when he put in his vote. Yes, he did in fact vote for the Commanders to win this division.
Kind of like the idea that Washington, the Commanders are thing one and the Nationals are thing two, and that's how they do it in Washington.
That would be
DC,
kind of cool.
That is.
That would be kind of
all right,
cool.
So 3-2-1. I don't think Washington's there yet. I think they're going to be a lot better, but I don't think they're there yet.
As we're getting close to the season starting, I'm feeling that way too. As much as I think Jaden Daniels will be their first quarterback in, it feels like forever.
Yeah.
Because even when they were great when we were a kid, if I'm 46, so when they had Doug Williams, he was barely there. And then they replaced him with Mark Rippon, and he won the Super Bowl, and then he was barely there. They haven't had a consistent quarterback since Joe Theismann.
Do we have to caution ourselves about just this year then? Because I'm just thinking about RG3. That first year, you're like, holy moly, this dude's awesome.
But, I mean, you think of, they go through every 3 to 4 years. Like, even their Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks in the 87 and 91.
Correct.
I believe. They even barely lasted as a starting quarterback.
The thing about, you said RG3, we were talking about that going, crap, we got to contend with this for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
But then we also, in the same breath, we're like, but he can't play the way he's playing for the rest of his career either. Even Aaron Rodgers was like, he's going to want to stop getting hit at some point.
Kind of feels like Josh Allen-esque.
Yeah, and then it showed up that way, because when you do run as a quarterback, unless you're Lamar Jackson, I mean, even Lamar Jackson, you got to, at some point, be able to make and deliver the big passes. That's got to be the element of your game that's most important first, and then the ability to escape is the next one.
Now, 3 of the 6 from CBS picked the Cowboys to win the division. 4 of the 6 have them making the playoffs. So very similar kind of breakdown again. But you said less.
3.
Oh, let's go to the sporting news. They have used all of their combined brain collective power.
Do they still put out a magazine or is it all online?
Ooh, I do not know the answer to
Call
that.
Call Barnes exist still?
Calls up Barnes Noble and see what we can figure out.
Yeah, if they still have it or not.
They only have one prediction.
All right.
So they've used all of their expert power together.
It's now digital only, by the way.
That makes sense.
The last one, I think, was a Randy Johnson cover with a Yankees uniform on.
Oh.
Really?
I don't know about that.
I was like, oh.
They have the Washington Commanders going 9-8.
Okay. I can see that. As the division leader?
No.
Oh, okay.
10-7 Dallas Cowboys, 11-6 Philadelphia Eagles. That's my prediction.
Nope. The 8-9 Dallas Cowboys and the 12-5 Philadelphia Eagles is what the sporting news is going to go with. So, as you probably guessed, that boots the Cowboys out of the playoffs. So, sporting news is like, no, we're using one collective for this, and you are not making the playoffs. Now, you look angry, Corey, but they also have the Lions making it to the Super Bowl, where they lose to the Chiefs.
Are you thinking that having the Lions in the Super Bowl makes me feel better about it, softens me up here?
A little bit.
Are you predicting they're going to the Super Bowl?
Not.
What are you predicting?
I haven't decided yet. I guess I need to do that today, don't I?
Season starts.
Earlier, I asked you who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I said Chiefs.
Today, it's off the board.
I didn't say who was going to be on the other side. Sure, Peter Schrager says the Packers are going to be on the other side of that.
So,
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
This is the year.
This is the year. Either this year or Dak's gone with McCarthy.
I don't believe that.
Okay. Believe it when you see
it. Okay, fine. If he says that tomorrow, if Jerry, we're going to have Jerry on at 10:30. I promise you this. If he says, if Dak doesn't win the Super Bowl, we're not bringing him back, I'm going to say, forgive me, sir, but I do not believe you.
Oh, you know what? He just has to get to the NFC Championship game. That's right. That's all he has to do.
Well, I'll stand with it. Forgive me, sir. I do not believe that is accurate. Or otherwise, why are you having contract negotiations right now?
Is he?
Nobody knows.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
maybe I've put everything on pause.
I think as we found out, Jerry has a lot of negotiations with a lot of people behind the scenes we don't know about.
That actually is true.
Business is business.
I feel like usually we find out about them. All right.
I know with the Cowboys record, that 8-9 and the Washington record, I don't think that it's going to be as easy to just beat up Washington as we have in the past. And we've done that pretty consistently. But I can't imagine that, again, unless something catastrophic happens and the Cowboys start to crumble from within, I just can't imagine that that's going to be their record.
Can I give you one more media outlet?
Okay.
Okay. Sports Illustrated, they go back to 9 people predicting. How do you think they break down the division winner between the Eagles and Cowboys? By the way, if anybody's curious, none of these people have the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, let alone the Super Bowl or anything like that. That's why I've just kind of skipped over those.
What about the Pro Bowl?
They'll be like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Did he just give us a hint, Corey, by saying how did they break it down between the Cowboys and Eagles, saying that they did not Washington one in?
Yeah.
I will say 6-3 Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, 9.
9-1.
0?
0.
9-0.
For Sports Illustrated, none of the selectors have the Cowboys winning the division, and only 4 of them have the Cowboys even making the playoffs. So this one, outside of the sporting news, you looked at the Ringer and CBS Sports, and it was closer to, 50-50 win the division, 2/3 make the playoffs. Sporting news says no. Sports Illustrated says less than half, and none of them think the Cowboys will win the division.
And they don't have magazines anymore, so.
That is true.
Neither one of them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's a great point.
I feel like we're wasting paper with magazines.
I used to love magazines, really, but you're right.
How do they make it so glossy and shiny?
Ink?
I don't think it's... I don't know if it's the ink. I mean...
Gloss?
Semi-gloss?
Probably.
All right.
Do you think it comes out flat and they have to dip it?
Maybe.
That feels like a lot of time.
Then it... Nah.
By the way...
Put a clear coat on there.
Sports Illustrated. Also, three of their nine selectors, Albert Breer, Michael Rosenberg, and John Plume, all pick Micah Parsons as the defensive player of the year. All right.
You guys worked at a paper factory.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, it was a newspaper. We didn't have a glossy magazine.
We make paper there.
They didn't make magazines ever?
No, we did not make magazines there.
Wait a second. You guys know how
we did not have
the
magazines
papers
there.
Made?
Yeah, we printed newspaper paper.
No. What is it?
About the sausage? You just change it to paper. You guys know how the paper's made?
Okay.
You don't want to know.
I thought he'd be able to recover.
I don't want to know, but you guys had to know because you're in the paper factory business.
Papery. And by the way, Corey, you judged me with the way I said John Plume.
Plume.
It's spelled P-L-U-Y-M. So I believe I have given you the correct pronunciation of that name.
I wasn't judging. I enjoyed it. It made me laugh.
But the point of that is three of the nine picked Micah to win Defensive Player of the Year, despite the fact that none of them think the Cowboys can win the division.
I know I'm asking questions that you don't have answers to. Myles Garrett won it last year.
Correct.
Is it been in recent time that a guy has won back-to-back defensive player of the year?
I think it's been a minute since.
Did Aaron
that
Donald ever
happened.
Do it? Did
Probably.
J.J. Watt ever do it? Like back-to-back years? They might have. I'm just forgetting. But I feel like it's tough to win it the next year.
Yeah. That has not happened the last several years. Sorry, I'm trying to look it up because I believe both of those players that you listed did get it done. So JJ, yes, they did. So JJ Watt in 14-15,
okay, so
and then Aaron Donald in 17-18.
Wow.
But that's the last time there's been a repeat. So it's been 6 years since we've had a repeat winner.
I just reached out to my grandfather who was, he worked at the Morning News. He was a printer at the Morning News. I'm going to ask him how they made glossy paper versus matte paper.
That'd be fun to go watch, right?
Yeah. I wish I could have gone whenever I was younger to go work with him because that would have been a blast.
You really messed that one up, huh?
Yeah, he's still with us though.
He's not at the paper factory.
No, he can't.
Neither
do
are
that
you.
What a whirlwind every segment turns out to be. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the answers that'll determine if the Cowboys go boom or bust in 2024. Plus, probably further look into the publishing industry. Next, right here on The Fan.
Prescott's in the gun again. Pollard on his right. Back to throw, looking right, deep to the end zone. Leaping catch for Jake Ferguson. Touchdown, Cowboys, to start the game.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, I've got some more questions for you guys, but these are all particularly about the Cowboys. Hopefully they do better than I do saying that word.
You did great.
And I think that y'all's answers are going to kind of determine how this season goes
all
for
right
the Cowboys. So, a lot of pressure.
Nostradamus.
A lot of pressure.
Hold on, so whatever we say,
yeah,
The Cowboys will have the same result.
You know what? I really wish I would have put together like a giant choose your own adventure map based on your answers to all these questions that would have led me into.
That would have been really fun.
I'm sorry. I did not do that. You guys can.
You know what I got to do? I got to get in the map.
You guys run your own adventure and tell us what this will lead to at the end of their season based on their answers. All right. My first Cowboys question for you. Will Jake Ferguson make another leap? Now, you look his rookie year to his second year, 19 catches to 71 catches, 174 yards to 761 yards, and 2 touchdowns to 5 touchdowns. Now, I realize there's not going to be quite as much room. I'm not saying, so is he going to get 1,300 yards and 120 catches? But do you think he can take another, you know, pretty decent leap?
I think he can get into the 800-yard category this year.
Okay.
102 targets, a lot. 71 catches, pretty significant. I'd like to see the touchdown numbers around 7.
Okay.
And the yards around 8.
Will 50. He? But will he do
yes.
that?
Yes. Yes. My okay. prediction is that he will because okay. Cowboys don't have a running game. It's efficient, from what Mickey told us. But it's not dynamic. And I think they're going to need to use Jake Ferguson a little more in the short passing game to pick that up.
I think he can, but then I quickly went to league leaders last year, and it's the tight end with 1,000 yards was George Kittle last year, and that was it.
Wow.
Now, you did have 3 other guys finish in the 900 range, Travis Kelce, Evan Engram, TJ Hawkinson. So there were only 4 tight ends to get 900 yards or more last year.
So maybe 900 is like...
Yeah, that'd be great. You'd be top 5. Now, yeah. I know there's other years where tight ends had bigger numbers, but I think he can, but then when you look at what tight ends accomplished last year, there's probably not much more room for statistical growth, okay. But I do think he'll be... I think he's a really good player.
I do too.
I didn't understand at the time, and now it does look like a mistake. And I'm like, look, I'm not following the draft tremendously great.
But picking up Scooney?
Yeah, I didn't totally get it because I thought Ferguson was looking, even though he barely, I think this is like a good player. I don't know why you have to draft a tight end in the second round.
Yeah. All right, my next Cowboys question. You know, by the way, if you want to answer along on the Twitch or the YouTube, I'd love that. Also, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. This is a tough one. Has the game passed Mike Zimmer by? Now, hear me out for just 1 second. He had top 10 scoring defenses from 2015 to 2019. So, like, we're clicking along. Everything's looking good. Hooray, hooray. The next 2 years, the defense in Minnesota went 25th and 27th, and Minnesota fired him. He had a run in, with Colorado, I believe. That didn't go very well either. Are you concerned at all that the game has passed Mike Zimmer by?
A little bit. Yeah, I am. I think one of the things that this defense lacked was toughness, and I think he can apply that. But some of the formulas to stop offenses, I need to know that he's updated on that part of it. And I don't know. I haven't seen that because this is going to be our first opportunity to see it.
The reason I'll lean to no is I just think most coaches, if not all, but most coaches, their message eventually becomes stale. And so I think a change of scenery to another team, obviously he's not the head coach.
Sure.
I think that can help him out. So I don't think the game's passed him by, but to Corey, there might be a couple nuances that he just still believes in that maybe have been updated a little bit. So yeah, you could, I think, lean towards, well, in maybe this case or that case, he's not up to date on the way that this tendency is going. But I think he's a good defensive coordinator, but I believe the last defensive coordinator was really good. I thought he did a tremendous job.
I do too.
But maybe it was very quick, but maybe at the end of last year, maybe his message, his style was getting a little bit stale to these guys. And so now you have a totally different personality, would you say?
Yes.
I think so.
I do too.
So, I think completely different personality.
And maybe that will really help both Mike Zimmer and the defensive players.
I think so too. Because those guys, if they got burnout, Kevin... at the end of the year last year,
yeah.
Because they didn't have a hard ass on them.
Good luck this year.
It's not going to happen with this guy.
Will the new look offensive line have cohesion quickly? I believe eventually they can get there, but I guess my question is, how quick can two rookies work in and you're like, that looks pretty darn good, if at all?
I think he can. I think he will. I think it'll be about four games, Kevin, is where I'm going to say, man, it's starting to look really good. And
Mike, before you answer, if that's the case, that is a huge win for this team. If Guyton and BB look like, I'm not saying they're the best or anything like that, but if they look like they gel together in 4 weeks, that's a big deal for this team.
This is the one thing as a Cowboy fan you can say, the Cowboys are the best. There's not a organization better than this. They figure out the draft on the offensive line.
Yeah.
They are tremendous at it. How quick will it be? I do think it will be quick. The only issue they're going to have is they're going to have horrible numbers for running the ball, and it's not going to be their fault. It will be blamed on them by certain people.
I'm sure.
But I think Broadus, you got to trust Broadus. Broadus in this Metroplex, there's nobody like him when it comes to, like, I can't talk about offensive linemen the way Broadus can. I can't come close to it. And he's like, he said this the other day, so I'm just repeating what Broadus said. And I think it is highly knowledgeable. When you have slow running backs like Ezekiel Elliott, you have to hold your blocks longer, which lead to holds, which lead to mistakes. And because the guy's not on your, you can go to a second level. You just talked about your son, Carter, trying to learn what a second level situation is. Well, these guys, these young Cowboys players are going to, their first year in the NFL, are going to have to learn you never get to go to the second level. You have to hold your first level as long as possible with the old fart you got back there.
Or push your first level into the second level. Like I see what you're saying.
But I think they're going to be great. I think they're going to give Dak time. I think that they will be the strength of the team. But I think that they'll get knocked for having a bad run game, which won't be their fault. It's that you're handing it off to, I don't know, an old person, to be nice, Ironhead Haywood.
Now, I'll give you the games. This is the stretch of the schedule that I honestly feel like will make or break this season. Can the Cowboys win at least three of these five games spanning from about mid-October right before Thanksgiving? Host Detroit, at San Francisco, at Atlanta, host Philly, host Houston.
Oh, crap.
That is a tough.
Can they win all of them?
No, can they win 100%? At least three of them?
No,
if they win five of them, all five of them, well, hell yeah, I'm going to believe.
Yeah, 3-2 is a heck of a record for that schedule.
And I think you're going to need that to.
I'll say 2-3.
Okay.
I mean, you never know where you're at health-wise, where the other team's at health-wise,
those
where you're
battles.
At confidence-wise.
Fair.
But right now, if those were your first five games of the year, I would say I'll predict 2-3 and hope for 3-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are all very significant battles that you really would like to see them. This is the problem with last year. You had a game like that, and then you had three other games in between that were subpar opponents, and then you finally got to another one, and then you would lose to that good team. And so now you have a stretch where you can't lose to like three in a row to really good teams. But I think they can come out with a winning record in that stretch. I think they can.
By the way, real quick, Tejano Boy, Broadus played at LSU. He didn't play in the NFL, but he was a scout for a long time. And
scout
then was
for a Super Bowl champion.
Yes.
And then was elevated to the head of the draft for the Philadelphia Eagles in the late 90s.
Where they got multiple Pro Bowlers out of that
like
draft.
Hugh Douglas. And I forget the offensive lineman.
I think he called into an overnight radio host once and was like, hey, I'm going to draft this guy tomorrow, by the way. And then he did. And they were like, what? Yeah. It's a crazy. Ask him about
listened.
That story.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Okay. Should have listened. I'm with you, Corey. I think they, but I'm also, I don't think you're wrong, Mike, if that makes any sense.
You better be ready to meet that challenge, man.
I think they can go 3-2, but 2-3 is not a crazy expectation either. If they vary outside of that window, well, that will give you a really good idea of where this season is going.
And the Cowboys do have to deal with this pressure that really no other team has to deal with is they are talked about so much. That's where, in a way, what the media says about the Cowboys affects their team more than any other team. So going into that stretch, if they're playing well and everybody's like, okay, this is going to be a tough week for the Cowboys, but man, have they done this and that. If they are a 500 team going into that and have been just struggling to win but still are in contention for a playoff spot, the Cowboys are more affected by the media than any team in the NFL because of the coverage that they get. And they're young men, and they can be affected the most by social media and media. We can too. It's not like we're not susceptible to it at 40 something years
old,
but we have a lot better understanding of ourselves and stuff like that, rather than a 20 to 29 year old guy playing in the NFL.
Now, we've touched on this a couple of times with the offensive running game, but I want to look at the other side. Can the run defense be average in the key moments? And here's what I mean by that. If you look at last season as a whole, like if you just looked at the final numbers that you got for the whole season, the Cowboys run defense was in straight up in the middle of the pack. But when you were watching these games last year, it didn't feel like they were a middle of the pack run defense. So my question is, in the key moments and games in general, do you believe this run defense can be average? That's all I'm shooting for.
I say no, Corey, because when you're playing good teams, the flow of the game is dictated by the other team. When they're in games where they take the lead and they're playing average to below average teams, I think they do a great job against it. Yeah. So I think, unfortunately, I'll just throw it to Corey. My answer is no, but if it is a yes or maybe, Kevin and Corey, who's going to be the one or the two to do this for us?
I will wait for him.
Man, I didn't find it fast enough. I think so because of the premium that Zimmer does put on stopping the run. I think that is going to be, you are going to be seeing the effect of not as many turnovers because the pressure's different. It's applied differently. Last year, Kevin, there were so many times where overwhelming defensive line pressure was the way that they got a lot of these picks. Quarterbacks drop back and they're like, oh crap, I have four dudes right here. I have to throw.
Yeah.
And so they put a ball up and it was unnecessary. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, these guys that are very good at running routes for wide receivers as quarterbacks got it done. I think because of the premium that Zimmer puts on, we have to stop the run, the way he calls games and the effectiveness of it, and his history effectiveness of being a good run stopper, maybe not great at everything else. I think that's where, yes, I think they can be a little better than average.
I don't think it
will. If they're a lot better than average, watch out for this team.
I agree. I absolutely agree with that. I think they can get to average. Corey, you probably won't be surprised to know that I think DeMarvion Overshown can make a difference in helping this team get to average.
To being an optimistic Cowboys fan, I never thought they could be average or above average the Micah Parsons rookie year, and they were slightly above average, right? They were like an above average defense, and I was like,
way better than
I was completely and totally wrong. I could be completely and totally wrong about what you guys just said because you guys are optimistic about it. I'm not, but I just know 3 years ago, I thought this horrible defense, there's like no way that a new coordinator and then a pick that was 12th overall was going to solve all the issues or most of the issues.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know what? Let's talk about that particular player. If the Cowboys make it, will Micah show up in the playoffs? And here's what I mean by that.
No.
He's had four postseason games. In those games, he has one sack. That's it.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, much like you don't believe that anything's really on the line for Dak Prescott's contract, I don't believe that Dak or that Micah will show up in the playoffs. I'll see it when I believe it, as Patrick Mahomes says. I really like that line.
Yeah.
And so I have to see it first before I ever believe that it's going to happen. And it hasn't happened so far. So many times I've gone in and I've just jotted down on paper, yeah, that dude right there is going to have a big game. And then it's ineffective. Now, obviously, if I'm going to be an offensive coordinator, I'm doing everything I can to make sure he doesn't affect and impact my game. So he's got to overcome them realizing and zoning in on he's the guy. He's got to overcome that somehow. Or other people have to be a bigger impact so that he can get a little less on his plate, or that he can be the distraction for those guys to get theirs.
Mike, what say you? If they make the playoffs, can Micah Parsons make an impact in the playoffs? Because thus far, he has not.
I won't put the hate on him that I have on Dak. Okay. Dak has been in the league 8 years, since 2016, so this is his ninth year, correct? So Mike has been in the league 3 years. The small history of Micah Parsons suggests that teams figure out how to slow him down in the playoffs. So I will say, yes, I think he can. And I'll say this again. I think because of Dak's fear of the playoffs, he has to. Micah is going to have to carry Dak in the playoffs. It can't be the other way.
Yeah.
If it is, great. But right now, the history suggests Dak cannot carry a team in the playoffs. He's good. He's just not that good. So it would have to be Micah and Diggs and maybe an Overshown and a CeeDee Lamb turning a 5-yard play into a 55-yard touchdown. And so I think that this team has to care if they make the playoffs. If they're going to have any success, they have to carry Dak. Dak cannot carry them.
I gotcha. Now, I'm not guessing you change your opinion, but as you gave your answers and we walk through all these questions, does that kind of solidify where you are with the Cowboys in terms of, they look like a playoff team? I don't know how much beyond that, or did that change?
It doesn't change anything. They are exactly what I, like, all those answers were exactly what I think they are. Yeah. The Denny Green line is, they are exactly where my answers were, exactly what I think about this team right now. And two things, like, to send it either direction, hinge on whether or not this team plays as a team. If they're going to be a good team to a great team this year, they have to play as a one team. They have to all be together on this thing. They have to be rooted. And if it's going to go the other way and they're going to be a crap team, then it's going to be because they weren't together. They weren't a complete unit together. And that's what it all hinges on. And that's the gamble that I think Jerry Jones is kind of taken with not supplying this roster with even better talent and saying, we're going to go at it this way in the offseason.
And I'm assuming you're about in the same place, right,
Mike? I'm thinking
Mike?
10-7.
I think that's probably where I'm
maybe at. 11-6. And I just think that they're going to lose by double digits in the playoffs, the first round.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Just a reminder, tomorrow we will be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. And Corey, I hear there might just be giveaways happening.
Yes, we are going to be giving some stuff away. I don't know if we need to scream like that. Tomorrow.
Not till tomorrow. But
if you come out, to the Lemon location, Buffalo Wild Wings off of Lemon, there is parking underneath, by the way. There's parking underground. If you're like, oh, I can't find a parking spot, go underground. And then walk back above ground to get to the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Don't let that deter you.
If you come out there, you just sign up and you could win Cowboys tickets thanks to Miller Lite. Miller Lite absolutely crushing it and also delivering us $4 Miller Lights tomorrow as well.
All right, Mike, you'll be there. And now...
Sure about that?
Remember that time that we were out
as
there?
As sure as I can
Mike
be.
Mike started drinking like early in the show.
Yes, he was going on vacation.
Yeah, that was great. I'll be going to the Dallas Card Show after the...
Oh, that's right. So it's over. Got to limit that drinking.
Yeah.
I'll be there too. So there you go. Well, just in case you get super trash, I can be your designated driver.
All right.
Now, how about some Mike Likes It?
I teased this yesterday a lot, but we had Bruce Bochy on. Great interview.
You broke the Corey Seager news.
Yeah, and without giving us all the details, he was like, most likely going on the injured list. And then a couple hours later at the ballpark, him and Chris Young discussed the injury a little bit and then discussed he's going on the injured list. And then it's like 50-50 if he plays again this year. So I wanted to go back to the 2021 MLB draft because, look, there's been obviously a lot of discussion based off of Gavin Dawson and Jared Sandler. And there have been people, I looked last night, Dawson doubled down on Twitter about his take. Fine. I'm not saying it's right or wrong right now, but there, I looked at the comments because he was saying he's just getting crushed. by people. Oh, and he's okay. Like, look, I'm right. I'm not wrong. I'm right. I can't believe I'm getting crushed on the thing I've been like most right about ever on an opinion.
And by the way, that does happen. And then you're like, all right, I'm vindicated.
So some people are like, you are right, Gavin. He is a bust, or he is Jack Leiter. He is struggling so much. Why would anybody even want this guy? So I decided, well, let me go back to that draft. Because you can say, well, this is what they should have done. Or, man, look how bad Jack Leiter is doing compared to the competition in that draft. So Jack Leiter, the number two overall pick out of college, Vanderbilt. We know what he's doing. But the number one pick, you didn't have a chance to take him, but the number one pick was Henry Davis, a catcher from Louisville, University of Louisville. Well, this year, he is 24 years old. He's turning 25 on September 21st. So he's turning 25. So far in the major leagues, he has 326 at-bats. He's batting 193 with a 595 OPS. They've actually moved him at times to outfield or first base and catcher. They're trying to figure out where he might fit in the major leagues. So he has not had a good start to his major league career. Played a little last year, started this year, didn't do well. So they sent him back to the minor leagues. And right now in AA and AAA this year, he's hitting 299 with a 936 OPS. Ooh. He has 13 home runs, 43 RBIs in 59 games.
Wow.
So in the minor leagues, he's really improved this year, but he just wasn't able to do it, at least early in the year, in the major leagues. Now, I would say I don't think the Pirates should give up on him because he's turning 25 in a few weeks and he has not had success in the major leagues. But I'm not also suggesting he's going to have success in the major leagues. Maybe he is Joey Bart, if you don't know who he is. He's
catcher.
A San Francisco Giants, number two overall pick in the draft. He stunk so much that they designated him for assignment at the end of spring training. Now, he was traded because, if I have this correct, because he had enough kind of that recyclable talent in the draft that Pittsburgh, I believe, said, well, we'll take a chance.
Yeah.
And Joey Bart's actually pretty darn successful this year in Pittsburgh. It's kind of the reason Henry Davis is in the minor leagues. So you go to number two pick, Jack Leiter. We know what he's doing. He's improved in the minor leagues. He hasn't done well in the major leagues. His last game, I did like what I saw. I went over that earlier. I was super specific on every hit he gave up, every inning that he pitched. The number three overall pick was Jackson Job. He is a pitcher out of Oklahoma, but high school. So he is a younger prospect. Number three overall. He's actually was born in Irving. He's 22 years old, just turned 22. He this year has pitched in A ball and double A. Now he's having a great year. He's only pitched in 18 games, 75 innings, but he has a 2.02 ERA.
Wow.
In those 75 and two-thirds innings. He's 3-3, so they're definitely limiting his innings. He's only given up 43 hits in 75 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 81. In today's game, I guess you'd like to see the strikeout rate higher than that. He's walked 38, which is a little high for 75 innings, but not too bad. So Jackson Job, number three overall pick, will probably be in the Tigers rotation next year. He was the number three overall pick, but we can't discuss what he's done in the majors. He has not made the major leagues yet. Number four pick. This was the guy that the Rangers were thinking about taking too. If you want to know who the Rangers were deciding between at number two, once Henry Davis was taken number one, from what I understand, it was between Jack Leiter and Marcelo Meyer. That was who the Boston Red Sox took fourth overall, a shortstop out of high school. This year, in 2024, in double A, he's having a great year. He's batting 307 with an 850 OPS. He has, I know this is, the numbers then don't get great here when I say eight home runs, 38 RBIs in 77 games. I don't know why he's only played in 77 games. I didn't follow up on his injuries this year. But if you look at his numbers at 21 years old, he is having a very good year in double A, and at some point in 2025, the Red Sox are expected to make him their everyday shortstop.
Okay.
So that's where you're at through four picks. Number five pick, you're going to know this guy pretty well. It's Colton Cowser. He was the Baltimore Orioles' fifth overall pick.
He's probably going to win Rookie of the Year.
Probably win Rookie of the Year. He's batting .247 with 20 home runs, 62 RBIs. He's having a very good year, most likely Rookie of the Year. So there's your first success out of the first five picks. We have one successful major leaguer so far. And he's not tearing it up, but he's having a good year. Number six overall pick, local product from Dallas Jesuit, Jordan Lawler, shortstop from Dallas Jesuit. He's been hurt all year long.
Really?
He's played 9 games in the major leagues this year, and he's played 13 games in the minor leagues. So there's no reason to go over his numbers. He's been hurt the whole year, so he is not playing this year because of injury. Number seven overall pick. Do I have his numbers pulled up? I don't. I'll just tell you. I haven't heard of him yet. And it's Frank Mazzucato, pitcher out of high school for the Kansas City Royals. So because I haven't heard of him, I'm sorry I don't have his numbers pulled up. I don't know what he's doing in the minor leagues, but I haven't heard of him yet. So now we are at pick 8 in the 2021 MLB draft. We have Benny Montgomery, Colorado Rockies. He's a high school kid, 8th overall pick, pitcher. He's a hitter. He, for some reason, hasn't played much this year. He only played in 11 games this year. So he's been hurt. His year before, he hit .251 with 10 home runs and 51 RBIs in high A ball. Not even close to being a major league player yet. So now we're to pick number 9, Sam Bachman. He is in the major leagues for the Los Angeles Angels. This year, he has pitched in 11 games. He's a relief pitcher. He's pitched 17 innings, and he has a 3.18 ERA. So far, he's done pretty good this year in the major leagues in a very limited amount of games. Now, in AA and AAA this year, he had a 4.82 ERA. So that doesn't suggest that 3.17 or 3.18 ERA is real, because I can go to this year he has a 4.82 in the minor leagues, and last year he had a 5.81 in the minor leagues. So those are not good ERA totals. This also shows how tough it is in a major league draft to get this right. The number 10 overall pick.
He didn't sign.
Also a Texas Ranger now, yep. Kumar Rocker. So out of your top 10 picks, literally one guy has helped out a major league team. And it's this year, Colton Cowser, the number 5 overall pick. Nobody in the top 10 has helped out their major league team except for one. So we are still, my point being...
Can I ask a question about that?
Go.
Okay. I hear what you're saying about comparisons in the top 10. Absolutely. Do you look down, and I know it would have been later, but do you look down at whether it's Jackson Merrill right. or Mason Miller, who I know you're a huge fan of, and say, the guys were there, who've made that early impact. That's not to say Jack Leiter can't make an impact, but that made that early impact.
Yes. But how crazy would that have been? Because 20-something teams didn't think they were worthy of that pick yet.
You're definitely right about that. I think about that sometimes with Evan Carter, though, where everyone's like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
And if not for injuries, I think we all be super stoked about that pick.
And to your point, I know Tanner Bibee, and now I believe it's Grant Williams. I might be getting his name wrong, because now I'm thinking that's the Mavericks Celtics player. But Gavin Williams, both for Cleveland. They were both in that draft, and Bibee has had a major impact. Now, he was a 5th-round pick. It does go to show that Cleveland does a great job of developing pitchers. I will give them that. And Gavin Williams just had a really good start for Cleveland lately, which they need him. He's been hurt most of the year. He was their 1st-round pick, I believe. So they have a 1st-round and 5th-round pick as pitchers that are helping them out. But I guess my point being is Jack Leiter, I'm rooting for him. I knew him as a little baby.
Yeah.
I know his dad well. I love his dad. He might be a bust. He might not make it in the major leagues. Maybe he ends up being a solid middle of the rotation pitcher for you. I don't know. Time will tell on where it is. But you're not wasting even a year on him this year. Like, this doesn't even qualify for a year. Now, starting next year, we'll kind of start his clock. So you have 6 more years of having him before he would be a free agent. You can let him go at any point if you want, sure. But like, you still have 6 more years of control. Point being is, Gavin might be right. He might struggle and throw him in the bullpen and it might never work out. He might end up being very good. I'll tell you this. I see signs of him being very good. Can he put it together consistently? I don't know. I would put this like as a... It's tough in the NFL or NBA because guys immediately play. Right?
Yes.
So it's tough to compare the two other sports that are as popular. Obviously, NFL's a zillion more times popular, but it would be like you see a receiver and he makes a great route and then drops the ball. Then he's a bad route runner on the next play. And then he runs a great route, snatches a misthrown ball out of the air, makes a guy miss and runs in for a touchdown. And you're kind of like, which one is he? Is he a great route runner with bad hands? Is he a bad route runner that doesn't know what he's doing? Or is he a great route runner who really has great hands? That's where we're at with Jack Leiter right now. We're trying to determine it. And September will help us out. This September means way more than spring training. This September for him starting every fifth day means more to if he will be in the rotation to start next year than spring training will. They both have relevance, but this September means more to Jack Leiter's ability to be one of your five guys next year to start the year than spring training will.
The KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
We take a quick dive into the psychology of what we discussed yesterday in the C Block. And should this guy pay this speeding ticket? Next to the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.